sleep. When taking any food or drink to someone, then cover it. When going to sleep, not leave the fire burning, extinguish it before going to sleep.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم. With regard to what we just heard now about putting off the fire. So, till today we hear, especially where there are shacks in the squatters and fires, that it's all the time, it's an ongoing thing. And how many times don't we hear 200 shacks have burned down? So many, because the fire is left on, they don't have the other heating system. And these open fires, and this causes fire, it causes this fire hazards. All the time this is happening. So to put it off, that is a very important teaching. Anything that can cause, that can catch fire, we should switch that off at night. During the day, while you are awake, you can monitor it, you can see what's happening. But when you are sleeping, anything can happen. So therefore, it should be all switched off. And there is great safety in that. So that is also a very important thing that we should remember, otherwise how many houses have burned down, factories have burned down, big buildings, and this is an ongoing thing. Because this precaution is not taken of switching off things where there can be a fire hazard. We have been discussing the past few days about the month of Ramadan, Roza also, and the Quran Sharif. This one, Ruku, it discusses all these subjects, and we'll just try and go through it very briefly, and as the days will go, we will discuss it more in detail. This has been discussed in the Tafsir also, but there Maulana Musa Sahib has a very limited time to cover 1 1/4 suparas from tomorrow, 1 supara in about 20 minutes. It's almost an impossible task. So just a little bit more detail on this particular ruku, and see the references and the relevance to it, and what we are trying to put across. May Allah let it come in all of our hearts, the importance of this month, the greatness, the benefits, the necessity of it, and of Quran Sharif also, and of Rozas also, and a few other things which are mentioned here. First, Allah Ta'ala addresses the believers and says, Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Rozas have been made farz upon you. This we will discuss more in detail, but one aspect ulama have written that in this ayat, Allah is saying, Roza has been made farz on every part of your body. Normally, we only keep Roza of 3 things, not eating, drinking, and our sexual desires we don't fulfill. With niyat, that is what constitutes a shari'i, a fiqhi roza. So that is just the shell of roza. And to get the, like you have the shell of your house, you don't go and live in that house. You want it complete. And you don't only want it complete with tiling and carpets. Nowadays you want the garden also to be done already. Everything, then you say now the house is ready to go and live. It must be furnished. Everything must be done. Then you call that a house. Just the shell alone, that you are not prepared to go and live in there, though it will, that shell will give you shelter from the cold, the sun, the wind, from weather condition. It will also give you protection, security, which are the primary objects of a house. That will be there, but you want all the comfort also. So just the shell of Roza, you won't get that enjoyment. The roza will be done, your faraz will be done, you won't be questioned on the day of Qiyamah that you did not keep roza. But when that roza is done with its complete furnishing, with everything, and that is roza of every part of the body, roza of the eyes also, Roza of the tongue also, roza of the ears also, everything, our thoughts also, we keep roza of our thoughts also. We keep roza in a sense of our food also. That is, we are cautious what food we are eating and also how much we are eating. There is also a very important aspect, and in that also, as far as adab-i mu'asharat is concerned and with the etiquettes of eating, there is also a very important. Just yesterday one article was emailed, and in Qatar they had 15 people were hospitalized between, normally they say 8 and half past 8 at night, overeating, and they are suffering from diarrhea and they are vomiting all the time. And they say in the Arab, the Gulf states, this is a common phenomena. Every year after iftari, the casualties departments of the hospitals receive so many patients that is overeating. So this is a terrible thing to overeat also. We should just eat, in fact, not our fill, but less than our fill. Though in this time, Maulana Masih Allah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, you put it very beautifully, that to what comes actually, you must leave one third of your stomach empty for the wind. But he said in these times, eat your full stomach, but don't eat your full eyes. In your eyes, your stomach is full, but still that pie is still in your eye. And that samosa is still in your eye. And that one piece of meat is still in your eye. So eat your stomach full, no problem in these times. But don't eat to the full of your eyes, that everything what you desire. And your eyes, the desire doesn't come to an end. You had the dessert, if you had enough, but you still desire for more. So don't act on that. So anyway, eating is very, very important, and we will discuss that inshallah in quite a bit of detail. So roza on every part of the body, then we will get the benefit of roza. Otherwise, our farz will be done. And a common example that we give, that a person who buys for 5 rands and sells for 5 rands, he'll be the busiest man in town for a few days, but then his shop will close down because he made no profit. He can't even pay his overheads. Forget the profits. And a businessman enjoys business because of the profits that he makes. If he doesn't make profits, there are many businesses roaring business, but you are not making profits. You are not here, not even hitting out even at the end of the month. In a few months, you think, now I have to sell up. I can't carry on with this business because you're not making a profit. So the same, if we're not making, so to say, a profit in our roza, then we don't enjoy rozas. We won't look forward to roza. Our businessman looks forward to December. Ramzan won't have that appeal in us. But if we're making the profits, we see our level of taqwa is going higher. We see our level of iman. And this really boils down that in this world we getting the enjoyment of Jannat already, then the person will look forward, and this is the ideal month and this whole season, that we get the night of Mi'raj, which was Namaz, then we get Shab-e-Barat, which is Tawbah, then we get Ramzan, after that now Ayyam-e-Hajj starts, Mausam-e-Hajj, from the 1st of Shawwal. Now you are ready to go to the house of your beloved. When you have prepared yourself like this, and a person who prepares himself like this, and he goes and makes his tawaf, also what entertainment he gets, and what enjoyment he also gets to go to the house of his beloved. And the cause of all this, as far as dunya is concerned, was Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now you will read salam on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah's Nabi, you gave us this great honor of Islam, and to meet our Allah, and you made tawaf of Allah. Now see the ziyarat of Medina Sharif, what value it will have. So this is that whole season that has started already, and Ramzan is a huge part in this. The final climax is that Hajj. Whether we go physically for Hajj or we prepared ourselves, and though we are not gone for Hajj, but through Ramzan we have reached Allah Ta'ala. And Hajj really is that you make tawaf of the house of Allah. And if we prepare ourselves in Ramzan, then we won't be in Makkah, but we will have reached Allah Himself, which is much more greater, not only the house of Allah, but we will have reached Allah Himself. That even for such a person, Hajj is still faraz for him. Doesn't mean I've reached Allah, I've reached the person of the house, the being of the house. So what is the house? The house is nothing. No, Hajj is faraz, we will have to do. So anyway, rozas have been made on all pure, on every part of the person, of the body. And kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, Allah made it easy. They don't feel that you are singled out, that we have made you only to keep rozas. No, all other nations also kept rozas. And there were those people in Sharia, in their Sharia, they kept rozas of not talking also. If that roza was faraz on us, that you don't talk at all, who will manage that roza? Our rozas will just break all the time. That we just can't control ourselves. So there was that roza also, what is that? Inni la tukallimul yawma insiya. La, inni sumtu li rahmani, فَنَذَرْتَ لِرَحْمَانِ صَوْمًا فَلَنُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا. That rosa, and that was of not talking. So that is also very, very important. And so, and then Allah said, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. Again Allah made it more easy. Look at Allah's shafqat and His rahmat. That it is His, we are His banda, slaves. He can do with us what He wants to. He can command what He wants to, He can command us. But in that command, this is the difference of the Quran Sharif and any law book. Law books of a country, the laws they make, they just pass a law. And this is now you have to practice. There is no encouragement, there is no rewards you get if you practice on the law. You are citizens, you have to practice on this law. This is our law, we the government, and you have to abide by this law. But Allah, who is the greatest of all governments, and Allah is the greatest of lawmakers, in that law Allah prepares our mind. Look at when Halika was made haram, not just one law was passed. How gradually, three ayats were revealed, then finally, when people were greatly prepared already, then the command came. For parda, it didn't just come at the first. And there is a great lesson for us, especially ulama and those who do work of deen. Don't expect your community to change overnight also. That all this, it takes time. Parda didn't just come the first ayat of parda, that all women must go in parda. It was how that effort was made first, the zahin saazi, the minds were prepared, then the commands came. So for roza also, which is relatively not an easy command, but Allah prepared us so much. So Allah says, it's just a few days, don't get so excited. Then Allah Ta'ala gives again latitude as far as a person who is ill and a person who is on journey, they can keep afterwards rozas. And then also those who cannot keep at all, they give the fitya, a fidya of it. But then Allah reminds also, فَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَهُوَ خَيْرُ اللَّهِ. If we have given you permission, but still, if you take the little task and keep it, it's better for you. Yeah, it is that the roza of Ramadan, if a person, Sharia, according to Sharia, he has been allowed not to keep the roza, he's ill, etc. And he doesn't keep it, no problem, and he keeps it afterwards. Or if he's that age of his or that sickness, that he's not getting better, he can pay the fidya for it. But the virtues of Ramzan he will not be able to get. The story of that buzurg who missed his namaz once in his lifetime with Jamaat. So he repeated it 27 times. Then he saw in his dream, you repeated your namaz 20, because namaz with Jamaat is 27 times more superior. But what are you going to do about the Ameen of the Malaika? That in Jamaat namaz, when the Imam says, Waladdallin, the Malaika also say Ameen. Where are you going to get that Ameen? So the month of Ramadan, the virtues of it, that you can't replace it, you can keep. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, if you miss one roza of Ramzan, you didn't make niyat, you didn't keep it, it is a guna, and you keep the qaza afterwards, then your duty is fulfilled, you miss that roza. Or how many people during their young days, high school, college, university days, they don't keep rozas. Many people far from deen, later they become conscious, they start keeping their rozas again. Which sure, your roza, your qaza will be fulfilled. But the virtues of that Ramadan, how will you get it out of Ramadan? So that is very, very important also to understand. One, تَصُومُ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. For you to keep your rozas, you don't have to put yourself to difficulty and hardship, but if you are ill, etc. But really, to keep the rozas in Ramadan, if you are on safar, and you can keep the roza, the barakah of Ramadan, you will get. But you don't keep your roza, you won't suffer, no problem. But you won't get that barakah when you keep your rozas afterwards. Then Allah reminds us of this month of Ramadan, Shahr Ramadan, that how great this month is. And one aspect of the greatness of this month, which should be very clear on your minds, Allah says, الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ, that Kalamullah has been revealed during this month. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that Maulana Abdul Ghani Kulpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that if, for example, you're sending your young son, your young daughter to another country to go and study whatever for business, but that country there are there's crime also, there's lot of evil also, they can fall into wrong hands, they can get involved with drugs, with drug peddlers, with drug addiction, etc. There is crime also there, there is lot of other evil, how worried you are, but you are sending your young son, your young daughter, how much won't you contact, give them, how much won't you speak to them before they go? Please, you must be careful, look after yourself, don't get into wrong company, etc. And then you'll even SMS, you'll even email regularly nowadays. But Allah Ta'ala, when He sent us into this dunya, where what temptations are in this dunya, what crime there is, what murders are carrying on, what wars are carrying on. So Allah, for our safety, Allah sent a 30 supara love letter. How a mother or father will send to the child. Then Allah didn't just send a small SMS, two lines, or one email, or even it's a long email. Allah sent a 30 supara love letter that, my bandas, you are going in this dunya, but this is how you must love. This is how you must stay. So this is Quran Sharif. It is that love letter. And if a person have a love letter, you get a love letter, how you will cherish that letter. And you won't read it only once. How many times you will become hafiz of that letter? You are reading it over and over. That's why the real lover of Allah becomes the hafiz of the Quran. And that also not only for the sawab, but a person who does it in love. And that student, a hif student, in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, which also we have read already, it has come two times or three times already, that لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And first, إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ. And three duties. That is, يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ, the tilawat of Quran Sharif. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةُ, maktabs and darul ulums, and tazkiyah and nafs. In the first ayat only, tazkiyah is right at the end of the three. In the other three ayats, tazkiyah is in the middle. First is basic knowledge of deen, maktabs. Then is tazkiyah. Then is becoming an alim. So a person who has done his tazkiyah, in which is incorporated, he has gained the love of Allah. For that student to become hafiz, then you can understand, he becomes in 3 months hafiz. Becomes in 1 month hafiz. Because that love of the Quran Sharif. Just like that love letter, you don't get tired and bored reading it. How many times you read it, over and over you read it. So if you get the love of Allah, to read Allah's love letter, what enjoyment won't you read it? And a person who got that, his Ramadan, his tilawat of Quran, what enjoyment he does it. And Quran Sharif is such a kitab, where from an academic point of view, from a philosophical point of view, from any point of view, it just pulls a person. It pulls him off his feet, the Quran Sharif. The subject matter, everything of the Quran is such. So that kitab has been revealed in this month. And not only the Quran, all heaven's heavenly scriptures. The Torah, the Injil, the Zabur, all Allah's scriptures were revealed. So what a great month is not this. So let us try and understand what a month Allah has given us. And this Quran, the Quran Sharif itself explains what is the Quran Sharif. Hudan linnas. It is hidayat for mankind. Imagine a person, is traveling somewhere and is lost. He asks somebody directions and he gives, that person gives him proper directions. Not like one person who went to Durban and one Indian fella, he asked him some directions. He told him, you turn at the stop street right, you turn at the traffic light left, and then you'll find a garage, you turn right, and after that next intersection you turn straight and you get lost. You must turn straight and then you get lost. Now with such directions, where are you going to reach? You can't get anywhere. The Quran, hudal linnas, hidayat for mankind, and has given such, wallah, the Quran Sharif's direction, whether it's your personal life, your family life, your private life, your public life, your business, your whatever, Quran Sharif, if you make Quran Sharif your guide, you'll reach your destination. And in any and everything, but very sadly, we don't read Quran Sharif. Really, we are extremely weak. Last year, you're in our khalqa, 22nd Ramzan, I asked one of our friends, how many suparas you have read? He said, 7 suparas. Now, and he's coming to majlis also every day. Then when is he going to complete? After 2 days, I asked one Maulana, who is exceptionally good in teaching Quran, and he said, I haven't started stuff. Then when you are going to complete? One good friend of mine was the Amir of a Jamaat. He said, we went 40 days in Jamaat. After encouraging the brothers 40 days, not one sati touched the Quran Sharif. So this is our attitude, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Quran Sharif, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَحْجُورًا. That we sort of have divorced ourselves from the Quran. And reading of the many people come with this common complaint that the children are not obedient, the wife doesn't listen, etc. So create an environment in the house. Read Quran Sharif and read it loudly. Even if nobody else, and to understand this is not difficult at all. For it's a cold day, one person puts the aircon on, or puts the heater on. The whole, everyone gets the benefit. And you don't have to tell all, come help me to put the heater on. To put the one person just starts, and he puts that heater on. On a hot day, you put the aircon, and that cool air, everyone benefits from it. That environment. What is an aircon? What is a heater compared to Kalamullah and our things of deen? But today we haven't got the value of it. The Quran Sharif will create an environment in my house. Zikrullah. Make your namaz as man. Your jamaat namaz is in the masjid. But sometimes make your sunnahs. Make nafils in the house. That your namaz is not just a namaz like that. One time, Allama Khalid Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was visiting us here. He was here in the Darul Ulum. He saw I wasn't here for Fajr. So he asked the people, where is he? Fajr is not here. He said he goes to Jami Masjid to give dars of Quran Sharif. When I came, he was so happy. And he said, where dars of Quran takes place, Quran Tarjuma, Tafsir of Quran Sharif, he says, from that point right to the Arsh of Allah, to the heavens, a column of Noor goes up. And that Noor, that light spreads all around. And not only the Muslims, not only those who sat for the dars, not only the Muslims of the area, the non-Muslims also benefit. And he said, not only the human beings, the animals also benefit. The environment benefits. These things have got great effect, but we don't do it. In our house, we don't establish these things. There is no environment of being. Yeah, TV is on, the opposite of it completely. That is on, some music is carrying on, some other things, haram things are carrying on, and the positive things are not there. Not even that you can balance it, but totally only the haram is there. In good Muslim homes, these things have come. So then what can you expect? But if we have this, Quran Sharif must be in our houses. So in the month of Ramadan, just the Quran Sharif creates an environment also. And it is hudal linnas. It is hidayat for the whole of mankind. It is your directions. A person who hasn't got directions in life. You talk of somebody, you say, poor chap, he hasn't got direction in life. We know what is the poor condition of that poor chap. His family life is ruined. His business is ruined. His personal life, his health is ruined. You got no direction. Quran gives you complete direction. But if you make the Quran, it is hudal linnas. It's open for everyone. The market is open. But who will benefit? Hudal lil muttaqin. Those who will buy into the Quran.
will click into the Quran, and not just for name's sake, but will bring the Quran, but they have iman on Quran also. They make amal on the Quran also. They make the aqaid also like the Quran. How many people today, aqaid are not there. There is a very serious matter. We were discussing it recently, and with the old boys, jalsa we had, get together, and then the shura of the madrasa, that it is so important. Today Allah give Maulana Saad Saab Jazaa Khair, that he's stressing so much on makatib everywhere. With the jamaat work where it's carrying on, there must be maktabs also, he's stressing very much on this. But more than that also, than the maktabs, until aqaid are not taught. For example, in what we know of, our nearby countries, Malawi, Mozambique, these places, the people who are doing lot of work, the person goes in jamaat also 40 days, he knows the six numbers also, everything. But you ask him, who is Jesus? Then he says, Son of God. So all what he goes in jamaat, he learns to say that Allah is the only doer. But he doesn't learn about Isa alayhi salam. And it is so ingrained in these people. Two things are so ingrained about Jesus, one, Isa alayhi salam, that he's the Son of God. Until that belief is there, your iman is not correct. And all you can make your ibadat, you can go in jamaat, you can go for hajj, umrah, everything, you can come khanka, but if that yaqeedah is not correct. So important it is that the adults must be taught also proper aqeedah. And the other what is the belief in the ancestors. We have the experience here, so many of our students here, they are in the third year, fourth year, there is a funeral, it's a non-Muslim father, grandfather. If we don't go, the ancestors will get angry with us. So they believe in the ancestors that they control our lives. There's a very strong belief also. And with this wrong beliefs, nothing is there. If one drop of urine falls into Zamzam, it destroys that whole Zamzam also. So this is very, very important. So Quran gives hidayat. It is a kitab of directions for aqaid, for ibadat, how to do ibadat, how to muamalat, muasharat. And when a person comes fully into deen, then he will get the enjoyment of deen. If we are 100% ibadat guzar also, and even we got nisbat with Allah, but still our muamalat are not right. And our muasharat is not right. In that case, whether we'll get nisbat also is a question on its own. Till all these things are not correct, and even if we get nisbat, till in our jazba that Islam must rule the world. Islami khilafat, to be happy to live under kuffar law. That is a guna in itself to be, and we're not conscious of it. Today we're living under kuffar law, And we're just accepting it. And we encourage one another, don't break the law of the country. You can break the law of Allah, but don't break the law of the country. One person, our friend Maulana Usman Kadwa, Damat Barakatuhum, when he was studying, he was nearing his end of his studies, he wrote to his Shaykh, Hadhrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, was in the Khanqa. He said that before I came, I was very free with my sisters-in-law, with my female cousins, we should talk, joke. Like in many homes it is, there is no proper parda. And now I understand the importance of it. We have to maintain proper parda. But when I go, they're going to come forward, they're going to talk, they even give me their hands to shake. Though no evil is intended, but it's just the culture, the society, like that. So what should I do? And if I don't speak to them, shake their hands, their hearts will break. So Hazrat replied, what to it? And this is what Buzurgani did, very short. He just drew a circle around it, drew an arrow, and he wrote there, Dil shikmi ka khiyal hai. You got worried that you are worried that their hearts will break. Hukam shikmi ka khiyal nahi. That you are going to break Allah's command, that you are not worried about. You are worried that their hearts will break, but that Allah's command will break, that you are not worried. And Allah's command, how great is not Allah's command. So anyway, Quran is hudan lin nas. And further, وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى. It is bayans. And what bayans the Quran Sharif? You can't get a better mubayyin than the Quran. And what bayans the Quran? Anywhere, just one surah, a few ayats. Like when some imams read and whom Allah has given, and there is jazb in the reading. They pull you that reading. especially the imams of the Haramain, etc. And when they choose those ayats for Fajr, Maghrib, Isha, it pulls you off your feet. And so this is the Quran Sharif, Bayyinatin min al-Huda. And what to say, those people, Allahu Akbar. Just then for all of us, there is a great lesson. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali, whenever he went to Haramain Sharifain, he should go and practice Quran Sharif from the Arabs, the lehja of the Arabs. And anyone, there may be still somebody who heard, maybe on cassette somebody heard, we had got good fortune of listening personally to the reading of Maulana Ihtishamul Haqsa, Thani Rahmatullah Ali. And his Quran reading used to, how it used to pull a person. And his reading was very similar to the reading of Maulana Thani Rahmatullah. And it is famous, Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali's reading was like that of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allahu Akbar. And on Qiyamah's Day, one what the mammoth of Jannah, Allah will make tilawat of Quran. A person who got wabastagi, connection with Quran and the enjoyment of Quran, and who looks forward like a qari, when anywhere a qari came, he travels, he goes in here, he enjoys that reading, when Allah will read. What will be that enjoyment, and what will be that environment, and what will be the results after that? Allahu Akbar. So this Quran Sharif, بَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. And Quran is also بَيِّنَات مِنَ الْفُرْقَانِ. Many people have doubts in them. Just imagine, to give us an idea, Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali, what a great scholar, what a great mufassir, jinka ghalghala pura mashrik mein macha hua tha, that the whole East were talking about him, what a great alim. Not one country, the whole East, he had that great position. But when he heard one bayan of Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali, he said, Khuda jane kis andaz se bayan kiya. Only Allah knows how he made bayan. Phir shubhe baatil paida na hua. After that, I got no more any doubts or wrong doubts about Deen, about Quran. Otherwise, shaitan comes to a person. That is this odd thing, hungry, is there really anything? Is Allah there even? Is anything going to happen in the qabr? The shaitan puts his doubts. And until a person has got doubts, his amal is also doubtful. His amal is weak, very weak. One imam, he was appointed, and it was known that that committee, they don't pay the imams. End of the first month, they didn't pay him. They said, we haven't got money, we'll pay you next month. Next month come, they didn't, third month. So he got convinced, these people, they don't pay. So the third month, they still didn't pay him. So he said, I'm leaving now, and you people didn't pay me. So I also had doubt whether you're going to pay me. So I also made my namazes without wuzu. Now you can repeat all your namazes. 3 months namazes you repeat. So a person with a doubt, his amal is like that. His amal is even without wuzu. Without yaqeen, it's like amal without wuzu. It's like namaz without... And when you have that yaqeen, that Allah is going to reward me for each letter that I'm reading, that conviction in your heart, this is what has to be created. Then see how easy your ibadah and how enjoyable. And you'll become a die-hard for your ibadah. Your tahajjud will become easy. Your extra reading of Quran will become easy. You'll wonder yourself how this... And wallah, your heart will just turn away from the Western way of life. From guna, from haram. Your heart won't go that way. It won't incline that way. You'll abhor it. You'll hate it. How much a person, like it comes in the hadith, that a person who hates returning to kufr, how he hates to enter fire. Like that your hate will come for kufr. For the takeaway foods also. For their lifestyle, their dressing, everything of this, you won't just be able to take it. You won't be able to sit in their company. Forget a female, a male, non-Muslim male also, you'll feel that you can't sit with him also. Your heart will go off. And when you get Ahlullah, then your heart just clicks. And you get enjoyment sitting in their company. Yay, what you get by Ahlullah? Yay, not sports here, not commentary here, not discussion of politics here. When you get them, and your heart has come now, then see that enjoyment. So what Allah will bless when the person, بَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْهُدَى. Furqan is a great gift whom Allah has given. So Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali, when he was blessed with this Furqan, which was bayan of Quran, then what his condition became? Then his condition changed overnight in the Khanqah. A person who used to say, that kya tum us budde ke paas, referring to Maulana Thani rahmatullah alayh, what people going to that old man, aur chuhe ke tarah se unke saamne baithte ho, and you sit like mice in front of him, all sitting humbly, nodding their heads, and like a big buzurg, you sitting, what you enjoy, those are the types of words he used to say. But when he heard himself and he got that sohbat, that company, then what his effect became, when he made zikr in the khanqa, his condition changed. And he said, naam lete hi nasha sa cha gaya. Just taking Allah's name, first time he made zikr. He wrote tafsir of zikr. But zikr himself to make it the correct way, when he did it, he said, I went into a trance. Naam lete hi zikr sa cha gaya. Zikr mein taafir door jam hai. And the effect of zikr, like those people who pass the bottle around with the glass and you pouring and they drinking in the tavern, in the bar, and they think they're out of this world. What they know what he's saying. When you get that enjoyment, this is why we have come here. May Allah bless us with that thing. And then see to take the name of Allah. What enjoyment you get. And there's so much of detail in that. You can't express what is that enjoyment. When he got up for tahajjud the first time in his life, such a great allama, but when he made tahajjud and he got the enjoyment of tahajjud, then he said in the morning, wada anika shab-e akhir mein hai. My date with Allah, which I have made, is in the last part of the night. 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, wada anika shab-e akhir mein hai. Subah hi se intizar-e sham hai. We just made your fajr, now you're waiting, when will my next tahajjud time come again? Because I'm to go and meet my Allah. What enjoyment a person. So that is what this Quran Sharif. Bayyina hudal min nas, bayyinati min al huda wal furqan. And then Allah says, faman shahida minkum ash-shahr falyasum. Then a person who finds this month, this is a month of celebration. The Ramadan is a month of celebration. But not celebration what we got in our minds. The proper celebration. The celebration of the revelation of the Quran Sharif. And what is it in honor of this? Keep rosas. Where there is fast, where there is feasting also in Shariat also. Like the Qiqa, Walima, these are feasting. Then there is a great treasure of fasting also. When Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he got his citizenship of Saudi Arabia, and he got his place to stay right at the feet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, right at Ulum Sharia, which now is part of the Haram. At that time, it was all Haram, it was outside the Haram. Right by Babu Nisa, just there, Hadhrat got a place to stay. He was so happy. 40 days he kept Rosa for Allah. Do we ever express our happiness to Allah by keeping Rosa? Whenever we want to express our happiness, it's feasting. We give a party, have some meals, order this, order that, let us feast in our happiness. But one great way of feasting, of celebrating, is not only feasting, but fasting also. For example, your son is getting married, your daughter, keep roza. Allah keep them happy. How Allah will get happy with you? Make mannat of rozas for your problems that you have. I'll keep so many rozas if this work of mine get done. Or any namat Allah gives you. You got a nice big house. Then what is the thing? You prepare food for that. But why don't you sometimes say, I'll keep roza. The first day I'm going to my house, I'll keep roza. Iftari we'll make in the house. Your new house, your new car you got, I'll keep roza. So this is also a great thing, keeping roza. So Allah, anyway, Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali, what treasures Allah blessed him with. So all this is, we can get it here. What Ibrahim ibn Adham got, what Allama Sayyid Sulaiman, all the great buzurs, that is what we have come. And Allah is the giver. And the month of Ramadan, why like that also there are no limits and restrictions by Allah. But Allah's glory, His magnificence, His jood and His karam and His sakhawat, His generosity, knows absolutely no bounds in Ramadan. And if we are worth anything, we cannot be deprived. If we just turn our intent, then that must be sincerely from the heart. Turn the heart to Allah. Allah will never deprive a person. It's impossible. We just turn our hearts to Allah and see what Allah won't give to us. And see how many things Allah has put. Roza also, Ramzan also, and then Quran also, and more than that also Allah Ta'ala says further, then Allah makes again, and this is again the mercy of Allah. وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيدًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ, those who cannot manage, who are ill, they can't pay the to min ayyamin ukhar, then Allah says it clearly, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ, Allah wants to make things easy for you. أَدِّينُ يُسْرٌ, and this is how Allah has made our life. For example, to understand this, that how easy our deen is, and your whole life becomes easy. But the starting is a little bit to get in the on the groove. Like a person who says, hey, it's too much trouble for me to read the manual of my car. Too much time, I haven't got time and to understand all this jargon and this literature, I don't want to read. He gets a puncture. Now he doesn't know how to fix up a puncture, he didn't learn. Now he looks at the whole situation, now he uses his small little brains. And he thinks, I must get a chisel and a 4-pound hammer and knock off the bolts from the wheels to take off the wheel. And then after that, he messes up everything, all the nuts are broken, the bolts are all also messed up, everything. And then he asks 8-10 people, please help me to lift the car and to change my wheel. What a big mess he will make. That is a person who knew, who took the trouble to learn a little bit. And now he can be a heart patient also. An elderly patient, person also. Slowly, slowly, it might take him half an hour extra, but he'll be able to change his wheel quite comfortably and be back on the way. So for us to, we say to learn deen, we got no time. And boring to learn deen. To go there, Khanka people and all the bayans, all boring, and to see their boring faces there. And to hear boring bayans all the time. Oh, this is not for me. And I'd rather go somewhere else, or there are more better things in life to do than doing all this here. But a person who takes the trouble and learns his cause, and now he learns how I must use my eyes, how I must use my tongue. Wallah, that person, even if your marriage was on the rocks, it was even right to the end, your finances were gone, haywire, everything, your health also, but deen came into your life, and see everything, sabbahal ho jata. How Allah changes things, how Allah has changed how many people's things. Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, they were pure their whole life. But how many awliya, what was their condition before they became sartaj awliya, the kings of the awliya, what was their condition before they became that? But Allah, when they brought deen in their life and the correct deen, then see what how Allah Ta'ala, what He gave them. So to bring that deen, make this little effort. And it's only ayyama ma'dudat. Just for a few days make this effort. And Allah has pura stage sajaya wahid. Allah has given us Ramzan, Quran, rozas, everything Allah. Then yeah, we got the khanqa, we got these programs. How is it a person cannot get the full benefit? But we apply ourselves and from the heart. Not only to be physically present, but to be with the heart. There are so many people, we say clearly, and on the website it's written, that don't expect the benefit by just listening to the programs, by coming here. But there are those, and here there is another very interesting point also, which on one sefer Allah Ta'ala opened to me, it was a thing that was warning, and this also there are many things of aspects of deen which we don't understand. So Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah has given such a beautiful solution to this. He says that I have opened two accounts up. One account, all those things of deen which I understand, I put it in there, that's major. But there are many things of deen which I also don't understand. So I've opened one account, I don't have objection to it, I accept it wholeheartedly. But I put it in that account, that of what I don't understand. The day Allah gives me that understanding, then I transfer it from that account to this account. That now I've understood this, it comes into this account. So how do women benefit? Because sohbat of the sheikh, and pardas hukam again, shariat's hukam, parda. Whether it's your sheikh or whoever it is, is parda, and proper shari'i parda, not just some, how many mashayikh don't do proper parda, they even make bayat of the women folk holding their hands and making bayat, or talking freely in front of them, that is totally haram, that is the way of shaitan, that is nothing. So how can women benefit? Allahu Akbar, see the example the Quran Sharif has given. Maryam Ali Salatu Wasalam, khadima of Baytul Muqaddas, What a pious, righteous woman. And she lived rightly. And nothing haram she did. Allah gave her the benefit of sohbat without that sohbat. To such an extent that she gave birth to a child, the world cannot produce a child like that. The child was just born. قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابِ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْ وَوَصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا. What a bayan. Who she gave birth. So women also, they stay in their parda and they take benefit from the talks. They take benefit from the kitabs. Allah will give them that benefit which many men cannot have also. Who can bring a child like Isa alayhi salam in the world? Who can give birth to a child like that? And without the sohbat. So Allah's qudrat is there. So if we maintain the laws of Sharia properly, see what Allah will give in there. So these false peers, they tell the female murids, if we don't see you yet, we don't recognize you, how I'll help you on Qiyamah's day? How will I be able, I won't see you, I won't know you. Qiyamah's day, I won't recognize you, so I have to see you yet. So, if you maintain parda, see what Allah Ta'ala won't give. So Allah Ta'ala, يُرِيدُ مَا بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ then وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. There is also a very important aspect. Aspect takbir. Like when a person gets happy, in the Arabs it is still today, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Any occasion of such joy, Allahu Akbar. So for the month of Ramadan, Allahu Akbar, Ramzan is coming, Allah, MashaAllah, Ramzan is here again. And a person prepares from Rajab like this, from Shaban, Allah started from Muharram. So that joy, this is that month, this is that celebration. Not that you feel, oh, I have to keep rozas again. Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali is written, people who don't know what Ramadan is. So the Imam sat in the village, in Shaban. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave end of Shaban Bayan to show the great value. Gee, and in that kitab when we are reading Fazail al-Quran also, Maulana Yusuf reads after Asr, Fazail al-Ramadan, Maulana Adam reads after Isha. Please listen attentively. Those things also is so important that we go in detail. But listen attentively. Don't just say it's a kitab reading. It's one program. It's meant that we take the lesson from there. And what great message is given. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah is the Ghazali of our time. He Fadail Amal and Fadail Sadaqat is the Ihya'ul Ulum of our time. There is no doubt in it. And we apply ourselves and see what Allah has given. So the first hadith of Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala. That's the hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the end before Shaban. Ramadan at the end of Shaban. But one Maulana in his bayan, end of Shaban, he said, Ramadan is coming again. Big problem. You have to die. You have to suffer. You're going to suffer. You're going to die of hunger. So the people said, Ramadan is a big problem. They asked Maulana, where does Ramadan come from? So he said, from the west. The sun rises in the east and the sun rises in the where the sun rises? East. West. The sun rises in the west. The moon rises in the west. The sun rises in the east. Where we look for the moon? In the west we look for the moon. So he said, and when does the moon come? When does Ramzan come? If 29 Shaban. And if not 29, it's definitely there by the 30th. So they went on the 29th waiting for Shaban. They thought he's some person. So the person happened to come on a camel coming that way. So they wanted to lathi charge. With the sticks they wanted to charge and attack him. So one bright spark said, no, first I get the identity correct. Ask him, and his name happened to be Shaban Ali. So they said it is he. So when they started attacking him, they said, you don't come into our town. You come into our town, we'll have to suffer now with hunger, etc. He got a shock. Every month I pass this way. I pass this way. It's no problem. Why is the problem now? So when we don't know what is Ramadan, this is our attitude. Another instance, Maulana Thani Rahmatullah has written, Ajib, a person who was a butcher, in a village, primitive butcher, not the butcherish that we have today like that. So in his backyard, he keeps his goats, he keeps his oxen, the buffalo that he's going to slaughter. One buffalo, got loose from there, and it went into the masjid. So the people chased it out, and very, very angrily they chased it, and they shouted him also, "Can't you look after your animals? Your animal came into the masjid." So he said, "Excuse the animal. The animal hasn't got brains. That's why it came to the masjid. Did I ever, you saw me coming to the masjid. I got brains." Yes, a person when we haven't got the value of deen. And today, most of the يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. We got brains for dunya. They got no brains. They worse than that butcher man also. That they haven't got any brains. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. Who know akhirat, those people have got brains. Otherwise, if you don't know akhirat, you don't know your Allah, you got no brains. You can know computers and you can build computers and make programs and do what you want to. If you haven't recognized your maker and your creator, the controller of your life, you don't know destination, where you're going to your akhirat, your qabr, what brains you got? You got no brains. So this is the condition. So a person who knows, then walitukabbirullah ala ma hadakum. Allah has given us Ramzan. Quran Sharif we're going to be reading. Day and night we'll all get together again. Environment of ibadat, environment of Islam, ta'alluq ma'allah, nisbat ma'allah. Allah is going to bless us with this. You'll become ecstatic. You'll become excited with Ramzan coming. Not that, that your mood is gone down. That you can't even, you can't get a smile out of that face. That person, Ramzan is coming. No, he will enjoy. And Allah, also Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah has written, for those people, Allah makes ibadat easy for their rozas, they don't even feel. They don't even know they got rozas. Their ibadat, they becomes Allah makes, and those who haven't got that yaqeen, who got that doubt, who are making namaz without wuzu, so to say, the ibadat without that yaqeen and that conviction, for them, Ramzan is a burden. The tarawih again, 20 rakats, every time watching. Today there, this imam took 1 minute more. Proper record is kept. And that imam may make so many more mistakes, and he took so much more time. And if there's kitab reading, we can't sit there. But 20 minutes outside to join the PPC. The PPC is the pavement panchayat club. There's a panchayat club on the pavement. And the only requirement to join in the PPC is agarbatti. You take off your cigarettes and you start smoking. And now tafsara, this imam took so long, he read too slow, he read too fast, he couldn't understand what he was reading, all that. For that we got half an hour. 5 minutes kitab reading program, we haven't got time. It's Ramzan, I have to get home. But shaitan gets us there. And he puts us there. So a person, when we know what Ramadan, and this is what we prepare for this Ramzan, for next Ramzan, for the Ramzans to come, that our hearts are open, وَلِتُكَفِّرُ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَا وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And then you will get the quality of making shukr. And on shukr, Allah has promised, وَلَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. How, what and what? Just one quality gets into us. Just tawadu, humbleness. Shukr. If a person just learns to make shukr, and then Allah will pull him towards him. And the rest Allah will do for you. All now, Allah, you find a little orphan child on the road, a street child, what you call that? This children on the street. There's nobody to look after them. Somehow your heart took to this little child. He did something for you. Whatever little small thing he did for you, and I tell him, come home. I will look after you. Now you give him a house, a bed to sleep, you'll give him a room, you'll give him food, you'll give him clothes, you'll give him everything. You just took a liking to him for whatever reason. Allah must just take a liking, and Allah just takes a liking on shukr, on tawadu, on these things here. Tawbah, istighfar, a person makes, and from his heart, I'm the worst sinner, I'm the worst, I have nothing whatsoever. For those things Allah just you. And once Allah has chosen you, He does everything for you. Your Islam, you don't even have to worry. Allah Himself will make your Islam. He will make all the means for you. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And then another very great ibadat for this month. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. If my bandas ask, where am I? Tell them I'm very close. In other words, dua. And it comes that Allah is more closer to a person than his jugular vein, your life vein, which gives you your life. Allah is more closer to you than your own life. ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد. Allah is more closer. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. That Allah comes in between you and your heart. Allah is so close to you. And this is that month that Allah is more, He shows His closeness to a person. And the whole month, especially the whole night, every night is so valuable. And when Allah is so close, what you going to get? أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. Whoever makes dua to me, I'm promising I accept his duas. And then we will read in Fazail Ramadan also how Allah Ta'ala accepts duas. So this is the month. And what dua to make? There can't be a greater dua. Koi mujhse poochte hai, main kya mangta hu? People ask me, what dua? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. I'm from Allah, I'm asking Allah Himself. If you got Allah, you got everything. Eh, tu mera, to har shay meri. Zameen meri, falak mera. If you are mine, everything is mine, O Allah. So this is the month to ask Allah. I want from you, I want you, O Allah. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. وَيْسِ تَشْكُرُونَ وَيْسِ يَرْشُدُونَ. So then, accept my commands, ask of me, and I will give you. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. And have not just that words of iman, but bring that iman. Allah is there. He is the greatest. He loves us the most. He wants to give us such ni'mat. He has given us this great time of celebration of Ramzan. And in that He's just showering His blessings one way. So take from Allah, you will become Rashidun. You will become a Murshid also. You will become Mustarshid, and then you will become Murshid also. You will become Rashid also. A person with intelligence. You will be the person who has got real essence in life. The real knowledge of life. What is the dua also? And the ayat of the Quran? أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ. حَبَّبَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانَ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصْيَانَ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ. And the dua, اللَّهُمَّ حَبِّبْ إِلَيْنَا الْإِيمَانَ وَزَيِّنْهُ فِي قُلُوبِنَا وَكَرِّهْ إِلَيْنَا الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصْيَانَ وَاجْعَلْنَا مِنَ الرَّاشِدِينَ. So then you will become of these people. This is that month which Allah has given in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala has explained all these great values of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Then further Allah explains a few other about وَلَا تُبَاشِرُهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. That about i'tikaf. What a great enjoyment and great ibadah. So in this one ruku, Allah has explained everything of this great month. And Allah has put it in one capsule for us. Allah has put it in a nutshell for us. And we have got all these ni'mat. We have got the month of Ramadan. We have got Quran Sharif. We have got rozas. And Allah has made us fit to keep our rozas. Then Allah has given us the du'as to us, the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. Aitikaf Allah has given us, and aitikaf, as we will read also in Fadail Ramadan, what a great ibadah. Aitikaf, one aspect is like you go to somebody's door and you say, I'm staying put till I get what I want. I'm not moving from here. I have to get what I want. A person with the hardest heart also, his heart will melt. One day he'll swear the person, shout him, chase him away, call the police also. But he's still just there. He's not moving. He's just there all the time. He comes back again from the police cell. Back is there again. And then also he'll say, just give him what he wants, man. Let him go. Like that is a tikaf which Allah has given us. And those of us who have come for 30 days, 40 days, whether we are sitting in Sharia tikaf, but we have come for that object, how won't Allah give it to us? And with our zikr, with every Allah, Allah, oh Allah, I love you. Oh Allah, I can't do without you. Oh Allah, I need you. Oh Allah, you come in my heart. How won't Allah come? We are making our zikr also. So this is that month. And when we realize that, then we'll tukabbirullah. We will express the takbir of Allah for these diamonds. Not for my new Mercedes. That we will know is not even a billionth of a trillionth of a quadrillion of a mosquito's wing also. But to get these treasures, these are the real treasures that will be with us in this world also at the time of mort and in akhirat. What to say? That a person will go and meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just to understand how enjoyable mort is really. Like our Shaykh rahmatullah alayh. One beautiful dream that just comes to my mind. One alim in Pakistan saw that there was a janaza and a buzurg sitting next to that person. And that buzurg's face shining white with noor. He asked that person, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm Bilal Habshi." And he mentioned Habshi. Habsha, which is a dark person, dark in but his face was shining. Yes, only in this world all this complexion and all that, there is a different thing. Hazrat Bilal, what is this maqam? And whose janaza? Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. What you doing? You sitting here? I'm waiting for Jibreel Ali Salam. He's coming to make the janaza namaz. So a person who gets all this there. Yeah? And then you go and meet all your great ustads, like our Shaykh, going to meet Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, who he loved so much. Go and meet Maulana Thani, meet Imam Ghazali, meet Imam Bukhari. You had an objection on one of in your kitabs, what the author wrote. Now you can go and discuss with him. You wrote this, what is this? My tahqiq is this. What mahfil there will be there. Maulana Yusuf Kandoi, rahmatullah Ali, when he passed away, somebody saw a dream. Allah made, he held bayans, and hundreds of thousands of people in his bayan. Allah gave him bayan of farishtas there. Yeah, all the farishtas, and he was making bayan there. Our Qari Ismail Sahib, rahmatullah Ali, one student from Malawi, saw that he is reading Quran every night. He told him, so he said, "Acha, you know about it. Every night I read to all the people in the Qabristan between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. I read 3 suparas to them." So what you loved in this world will carry on there. Your bayans, your tilawat, your namaz, all this will carry. What a life it is. You will look forward to this. You will never be frightened to die. You won't want to live and live on that support machine and pay how much of money to the clinics and every minute you want to, you're not living also, you're almost dead already, but you still want to extend your life all the time. Yeah, once you get this reality, you will be keen to go. May Allah bless us with this. This is that really glorious month. Put it into our minds and our heart. Allah has given us Ramadan. He has given us Quran. He has given us Roza. He has given us Dua. He has given us Atikah. He has given us the Khanqa programs to discuss this and to make it fresh in our minds so that we can apply ourselves. Make sugar and apply ourselves. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.